Are aliens friendly? I have begun to notice there are quite a few people who believe aliens are already here and flying around in UFOs, or as they are now called, UAPs. They have expressed a belief the extraterrestrials don't want to see us use nuclear weapons and will intervene to stop us from doing that. They are basing this on past actions which have become part of our history. I am talking about the nuclear missiles which have been turned off by them in the past. It is certainly hard to deny this happened when so many witnesses and whistleblowers attested to the fact it did. Not everyone who believes in aliens agrees. They don't disagree with the fact the missiles were turned off, but they do disagree with the reason. They believe it was a show of power, not a show of what they would do to prevent a nuclear war. Who is correct about this? I would say it is impossible for us mere mortal humans to figure out the alien mind. For one thing, we have never met any extraterrestrials. For another, they could have reasons for what they do we couldn't even comprehend. About the only thing we know is they have turned off nuclear missiles and at times seem to have interrupted missile launches, causing these missiles to crash, which were usually missiles which were capable of carrying a nuke. Many military and ex-military have come forward to tell us how some of our missile bases which contained nukes were shut down. One base was Malmstrom. The base is in Montana. In March of 1967, a UFO was seen over the base. As the UFO appeared, missile controls started to light up on 18 missiles. The missiles were then turned off and no one was able to get them back online at the time. The UFO had no problem doing what it wanted to our systems. Many military who were on the base at the time testified to this, as did officers who had been in the underground nuclear missile control centers. We believed we had an impenetrable system and it was as easy as pie for the aliens to shut it down. Luis Elizondo, the former head of a secret government agency charged with investigating unknown aerial phenomena, admits UFOs have shut down nuclear missiles. He has said there is some sort of connection with UFOs, and not only nuclear missiles, but also nuclear power and generation. He also said many other countries have had the same incidents. In reference to the aliens turning off nuclear missiles, he admits in other countries they have turned the missiles on. This is certainly not a good sign. Could it have something to do with the fact it looks like many different traces of aliens are coming here, as witnessed by the different UFOs in our skies? These extraterrestrials may not all be peaceful, and some may have the goal of letting us destroy ourselves. They may believe we are too dangerous to exist. Others may be much more sympathetic. There was a report put out that most people know nothing about, and it had to do with the Russian Navy. It claimed some of the Russian veterans admit coming in contact with aliens and alien technology. It was claimed the Russians came into contact with objects traveling at incredible speeds. These objects were underwater and the Russians were in a nuclear submarine. There are events which have happened which show at least some UFOs are not friendly. There was a UFO attack which took place on the Brazilian island of Calais. UFOs of different shapes attacked the island, with beams hitting many residents. Many of them were left with wounds and holes in their skin. A couple were said to have been exposed to extreme radiation and others paralyzed. Most of those hit were said to be very weak. It was said to happen in 1977 and continued from October to December. An investigation by Brazil produced thousands of pages. It was called Operation Plate in English, or Operas ao Preto. There was over 5 hours of raw footage. Why did this happen and why was it not mentioned in the news media here? There also was a report Russian soldiers were killed by aliens after they fired a surface-to-air missile at a UFO which actually shot it out of the sky. The action was said to have occurred in Siberia when a low-flying UFO was seen in the sky. When the UFO crash landed, 5 aliens came out and got into a white ball of light which exploded, killing 23 soldiers and leaving 2 survivors. There are a few stories where UFOs attacked boats and ships during the Vietnam War. I have mentioned this before. two American swift boats were cruising on a river when a UFO appeared and blew the front one out of the water. The second one shot at it, but it left. In another instance during the Vietnam War, the HMAS Hobart was hit with an American missile launched from a UFO. The missile had been fired at the UFO with no effect, and somehow the UFO had caught it and used it later on to shoot at the ship. The attack took place on June 15, 1968. The ship belonged to the Australian Navy. The incident was officially listed as friendly fire, but UFO investigators say this was a cover-up. SpaceX had a close call when one of its craft was heading to the ISS. It was almost hit by a UFO. This happened on April 25, 2021. There seems to be a lot of incidents where UFOs are playing chicken with planes and rockets. This is one of the hardest things for me to understand. I do have a theory, however, and it is the ones that do this are remotely controlled. I say this because it would mean no extraterrestrial life was being risked. It is also being said a SpaceX rocket was destroyed on the launch pad, and there is a video which claims to show this. There was a launch of a missile with a dummy warhead at Vandenberg Air Force Base. The launch seemed to be successful, and different cameras were watching as it flew downrange. A UFO was caught on film. The UFO flew toward the missile and shot a beam at it, moved to the top of the missile and shot another beam, and then around to the other side and shot a beam. It then flew away. The missile crashed